You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Little pig, little pig. Let me in.
The Frames Per Second Podcast.
The dead. It's going to catch up to us eventually.
Evil people aren't the exception to the rule. They are the rule.
You can come on home.
He asked how his daddy died. I told him that a bad man killed him. And he wanted to know if that man got what he deserved.
What's going on, man? The Walking Dead is back, and as usual, we are here to recap the show. The last season, season 10.
Is this still season 10?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This all is right. Extra episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, which I want some clarity on that when we get into it. But before we get into the show, just want to go ahead and introduce everybody. What's going on, Eric? Eric is back.
What up? What up? What up? FKA Me and Mugga 11. I'm back. New name. Same shit. Let's go.
Me Mug 11 though.
Yeah, your name's still Mugga,
bro. Your name's
still Mugga.
I'm with it, man.
It's Dan Mugga in my phone too. I'm not changing that shit.
You guys can catch Eric on Dead End Gaming and also on his on YouTube channel as well. What's the handle? What's the URL?
Handle is youtube.com/streamerschool. If you're trying to stream on Twitch or YouTube or Facebook, you can check me out and give you lectures about your mindset, tips about how to make your shit sound and look right, and also troubleshooting tips to make sure everything's up and working.
Cool. You can also find BZ430 on Dead End Gaming as well. Not on Streaming School, but Dead End
right.
Gaming.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yes.
Yep. So welcome, 430. And we ain't had you back on in Frames in a minute, man.
Yeah, it's been since Mandalorian. Mrs. Mandalorian, yeah, when the final episode.
Were you on Mandalorian?
Yeah, the final episode when we did. We talked about
but
the final
you weren't
episode.
On the other ones, were you?
Yes, on Mandalorian. Yes, I was.
He lying?
Really?
Yes.
He probably don't say shit because he just sit there like he usually.
No,
does.
I was on Mandalorians. All the Mandalorians, season one and season episode? Two. Yes.
Oh yeah, 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 yes. Yeah. He was there for the Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
Oops. I don't remember that.
Yeah. I do.
I remember him for Luke Skywalker now, but yeah. I don't remember him for the other ones.
Other ones, yeah.
He wasn't
remember,
on season
remember
one.
Remember Ralph Falcon? I was here for all that shit.
He wasn't on season one.
Yes, I was. I was on season one.
That other voice you guys hear, that's Mike Seatown.
What up, what up?
Anyway, yeah, man. So these are the bonus episodes, you said? So I guess it's been a while since we had any episodes because of the COVID. So I guess kind of help me out. So how's this working? So they have the regular episodes that are set to air to end the series, and then they added new episodes for what? I'm confused.
Yeah, because I remember before COVID, we were getting that second half of season 10. And then remember it was about to be a season finale, and they made us wait all the way until October for that one season finale. And then that was it. And it was like, oh, we'll be back. And, you know.
But that was a mid-season finale, right?
No.
That was it.
So, that was
so the way I read it is they're not filming season 11 because they can't do it quote unquote safely until next summer. Or no, I guess this summer.
This summer, this summer. Yeah.
Because I forgot we're in 2021.
Yeah.
So that shit wouldn't air until like October.
Right.
So they didn't want people to have to go from when did the last season end? Like November or something like that?
Yeah, no. Well, when they came back with that one, you about when
yeah,
they came,
when
yeah,
that one
it was in no, yeah, it was like November, October, November, right. Something like
and
that.
And that was after waiting from like,
what, from,
July?
March. From March,
from March,
from March,
okay, so
all the way.
Nothing from March into November.
Yep.
Then you got one fucking episode in November.
Yep.
So I guess what they're trying to do is be like, look, we know we pissed y'all the fuck off with our fuck shit, so we're trying to make it up. So they're doing these six bonus episodes.
Okay, I was about to ask you how
season
many.
Season 10.
Of season 10.
And then season 11
is going to be in October where it normally
will be the last season.
Yep. And that starts this year.
That starts this year in, from what I remember, is October.
Okay. It's October. Yeah.
All right.
Crazy, well, right?
Yeah, it's goofy as
fuck.
Yeah, and very confusing. So, yeah, these are the bonus episodes of season 10. So anyway,
my bad. I got to interrupt because I had to double check. So season 11 is premiering this summer, not in October like it normally does.
Summer as in what day? What's the day?
It just says summer 2021. I remember seeing a trailer.
Didn't film it yet.
I don't know. They might be. I don't know. I guess they had to have filmed it already. Yeah, to say summer 2021.
I guess they had to have.
like they had to have filmed it because I'm like, ain't no way they're going.
Yeah, because my understanding they didn't film it yet either.
Yeah, because that's what they were saying, that because that's why there's not everybody on these episodes because they couldn't do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
But if they already filmed it, then
so maybe they filmed those like a bit before, or maybe they just think they got to a point where it's like, okay, it's safe enough to do bigger budgeted or bigger scale stuff, and then they filmed it. But summer 2021 is what it said. I remember at the end of the episode, I just Googled it just to make sure. But right now they're saying summer 2021 for season 11.
Huh. Well, then, yeah, I don't know why they did these six episodes then, because we could have waited till June.
Right. I could have waited.
Right.
I'd have been cool waiting.
All right. So this episode was pretty much all about Maggie. It's titled Home Sweet Home. And I guess just a quick overview around the room real quick. What did you think, B? You like it, dislike it?
I mean, I had to watch it again because the first time I watched it, I was so, like, not interested. It was like, I was thinking, like, man, I am just so, like, just done with just Walking Dead as a whole now, and I'm watching it, and I just wasn't even paying attention. And I was like, okay, once I know we was going to review again, I said, let me watch this again because I forgot exactly what went down except for seeing the black-ass, fake-ass snake eyes running around. Yeah, I thought this episode was I mean, I understand where we was. I'm glad they did a quick brief of where we was coming from because I forgot. I was like, oh yeah, they did kill Beta in the last episode because I actually forgot about that. But it was
right. You're cool on it.
Yeah,
Eric.
I thought it was cool. I'm kind of with B as far as my position with The Walking Dead. It might take like 3 or 4 episodes to get right back into it, but right now,
maybe that's what it is.
I'm just got like. It was hard for me to pay attention. The stuff that I was paying attention to was straight. I mean, there were some moments that we were waiting to see and we saw, and it's like, okay. I know we're going to talk about one of the two deaths later, so I ain't going to bring it up right now. But it had its moments, man. It had its moments. I ain't mad at it.
Mike, did you like it?
Yeah. I really liked this episode. I thought it was good. I mean, this is the best Walking Dead's been in literally years. It doesn't make sense, of course, what is happening right now. Mm-hmm. And there's certain things that are still irritating the fuck out of me. But by Walking Dead standards, this was a really good episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, I liked it as well. You know, I think it has suitable action for, you know, as an intro. And, you know, they kind of caught us up on everything and kind of really just reintroduce us back to Maggie, even though we saw her at the end of the last episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you know, Rick's gone, Jesus is dead, Michonne is gone. Like all we have left is Maggie.
Daryl, Maggie, and Carol.
So it opened with Maggie having some time with Judith, you know.
That's my girl right there, boy.
I like Judith more than than Maggie at this point.
For real?
Yeah.
She asked about RJ. Y'all noticed that? They didn't show. I wanted to see RJ.
She sure did.
Because RJ's sure only allowed to shoot a certain number of hours per season.
Yeah.
So they were just like, look, we can't deal with RJ right now.
Mother time.
Is that a fact that you just fucking around?
Man, gotta be.
They gotta be
because RJ only shows up for like a total of like 15 minutes per season. They probably isolated down to like, how long can we depend on him to not act like a fucking jackass.
And see, Mike, you scarred me now, because when they show little Herschel and he was up in the tree like this, I don't know why I was like, please don't say no fucked up line, little Herschel. Please don't say no fucked up.
But little Herschel's a better actor than fucking RJ.
He ain't say shit either.
He said, hi, mommy. That's all he said.
He was just like, yeah.
RJ can't do that. Ah, about it. He would have fell out the fucking tree. His stupid ass. Mama, get me out this tree.
You scarred me for that shit. Mom,
fucking little punk ass kid.
So what y'all think about Maggie seeing Negan for the first time?
I mean, I was like, okay, now what happened again besides him smashing in her husband's, you know, like,
what you mean besides?
Yeah. You need more than that?
What happened? What else he was doing?
He didn't like, that it? He killed her husband in front of her.
But like, did something else happen after that? Like,
no.
Okay.
She tried to kill him or whatever.
I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Besides him smashing his head in, you know, I'm like, well,
what else he need to do, B?
Right. I'm like, what else you need to be mad?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. Maybe something he did something nice for or something. And then he I was thinking, he didn't do nothing.
You remember they had the little interaction where she went down there to kill him. And they were arguing, and she threw him out the thing.
Yes.
He was like, just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. And then she left and didn't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
That was it.
That show was it. Okay. Because I'm like, man, I'm like, bitch, you better motherfucking kiss my fucking Converse. That's what I would do. That's what I told him.
And she would have killed
him. You would have?
Yes.
I know. He did look a little scared, too.
She wants to kill him.
I know. He looked scared. He looked shook. Nigga looked shook when he saw her. He looks sick.
Well, because he's trying to repair his image.
Yeah.
You know, and he sees her and he's reminded of what he did when he was, you know, bad Negan, the dark Negan.
Judith should just be like,
Man, if Maggie want to kill Negan, Judith is not going to be able to step in between them and fix it.
She can stand right in front of Negan. And
Maggie will walk over and be like, get the fuck, get out the Y.
That's how she's gonna sound.
What a terrible fucking get out of the
Y. Her country accent,
guys, awful.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for subtitles, I would never know what the fuck Maggie's.
Damn, it's that bad. Well, season two.
Her accent.
Her accent is terrible.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's even worse.
She stepped away for a minute.
Yeah.
And she probably had to come back and relearn how a southern accent goes.
Yeah, it's bad, man.
She British.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on Maggie and Negan?
As y'all were just talking about it, I was thinking, like, you know, I expected Nagy to try to kill him or something like that. But when Mike brought up the jail scene again, Maggie was probably feeling like, damn, she was probably just thinking, like, why the fuck is he out here? Like, why is he out? Why is he not in that jail? Not really like, oh, I want to murder him, but just like he's not suffering like I wanted him to, because that's what I wanted him to do. But I thought it was a good scene. They were talking about how there was dialogue there, but they cut it out because them just, you know, having that awkward stare down was more impactful. And I think I probably agree with that. I think that stare down was more impactful than anything she probably could have said. Because you know what it is. Like, she don't got to say shit.
Yep.
Right. Yep. What do you think Carol told Maggie about what she did with Negan? I didn't get that.
Maybe I didn't either.
I mean, like she said on the show, like, you know, I feel like it would just be better if it came from me. Because, I mean, you know, I guess they had this long relationship. They've been, you know, they the OGs of the show. So, I figured if it was from anybody, I think it was from Carol. It would have been best from her just to tell her that.
Judith would have told her. Judith would have been like,
yeah.
Carol, let him out.
RJ would have told her.
No, stop.
Carol did it. Carol did it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I just feel like Carol was, I feel like she would at least accept it from Carol, listen to Carol than anyone else, you know? So I feel like that was right for her to show her. Like, look, I'm not about to tell you. I'm going to show you.
It was weird because she had left, right? So Maggie, she didn't know what happened with Negan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I was just like, was this for the audience's benefit more than anything? Because it was like, why are we doing this right now? And there wasn't even like a deep thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just, all she said was Negan was with the Whispers. From that, Maggie was able to deduce, you let him out. Carol could have been like, bitch, I didn't say that. Who said I let him out? Only thing I said was that Negan was with the Whispers. Where you get the rest of this shit? Mm-hmm. So I just didn't I didn't really get that part. It seemed like wonky writing.
Because when Maggie left, it was, wasn't it kind of like the start of the Whisper War a little bit?
Maggie's
like,
never even seen the Whispers. Maggie bounced after Rick died, remember? Or Rick disappeared.
Yeah.
Maggie was gone.
Damn, it's been that long, huh? Back up.
Yeah, yeah, she's been gone for literally years.
Yep.
So she doesn't even know anything about the Whispers.
Yeah.
So that's why.
So how would, yeah, how, okay, so you're right. How would her character know that? Like,
it's
know
like she's about been it. Gone for like 7 years.
Right, because yeah. Herschel was a baby.
Yeah. Yep.
And now Herschel's a fucking damn near grown ass man.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's
I
right. You're right about that. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
It made no sense.
It'd have been different if I'd have, because I was thinking, I'm like, well, it'd have been different if Maggie, we saw a glimpse of Maggie knowing about the Whispers, then she gone. But yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was nothing. She wouldn't know nothing about them.
Mm. Yeah. I thought that was weird. But we see the new characters. Well, we saw one of the guys last time. You called him Storm.
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes.
Mortal Kombat guy. Smoke. Is that the guy?
You more like a ball. Like,
is that the one with the sticks?
Yeah,
Cabal, that's the one.
That was like him, and then there was another, because there were two wearing masks, right?
Mm-mm. No.
It was just one. Black dude. We had like a little neck gatherer thing when they were walking back.
You got a COVID mask.
Yeah.
Which I thought was weird. But yeah, but you know, he looked cool. It just don't make any sense. Why the hell are you wearing all that shit in the goddamn woods?
Hot as hell. That's exactly what I was thinking, yo. Like, like you need the hoodie too? Like,
come on. Right.
I don't know what that was. I think that was more like, let's hide the fact that he's black or something like that. And then you could tell he was black when you saw his wrists as he was trying to like close the door. That's the only reason I can see for that hoodie. I hope he like does away with that shit, man. That's just excessive.
Nah, he should keep that shit on.
Keep the hoodie?
Yeah.
He can keep the hoodie, but take that fucking ceramic ass mask off.
Yeah.
That shit looks like, did you see when he pulled it up?
It looked heavy as fuck.
It looked mad heavy. So I was like, wait a minute. Why are you running around the woods dressed like a fucking superhero?
Yeah.
What? We don't need, like, this doesn't even make any sense. Why are we doing this? It's already unbelievable enough that we got a black woman that knows how to use a fucking samurai sword.
Right.
Now we got this fucking Negro running around, can't talk.
No, you get a samurai sword
black
from
Daredevil, Bro Devil.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro Devil.
He don't even grunt. He just don't say shit.
He's Snake Eyes, man. Now,
I think biggest issue with the mask is that you just don't find that nowhere. Like, like, did he weld that himself?
Right.
Because it's not just like, oh, I was going through a factory and I found this hard-ass metal-ass mask. This Jason X fucking mask, bro. Like, I ain't never seen that shit in my life. That's my biggest issue.
Like, where did you get that from? I didn't even think about that part. Where did you have that before the apocalypse?
Aaron's arm makes more sense. Aaron's arm makes more sense than that mask to me.
Yeah.
it's just like a museum just... Get it off a knight or something, you know, like a suit of armor. It makes sense.
Yeah, more and sense. They were at that place where there were all those statues and shit. I don't remember if that was before or after they built Aaron's Jack's arm. But yeah, I guess Aaron's Jack's arm does make more sense than fucking this fool's ceramic mask.
I'm surprised he wasn't sweating when he lifted up his lift that bitch up.
I was so mad when they lifted it up too.
Why? Because you didn't want to see him.
I didn't want him to be black.
Why not? You couldn't tell he was black by the wrist?
I wasn't paying that close
attention. Oh, I was like, oh yeah, oh that's a brother. Okay.
You talking about the part when they smashed the zombie head in?
Well, yeah, so we're good, because actually it all kind of goes together, because that's when they went to the whole clear the canisters and stuff. And who was it? Daryl or the whole crew wanted to sleep outside, and Maggie
wanted to go to higher ground.
Yeah, higher ground.
Yeah.
And Maggie wanted to go inside, and then they went and cleared the damn zombies, and then my girl with the slingshot.
Yay.
Coming through popping motherfuckers.
Right, you like that. You like her using that slingshot. Those
slingshots were taking
man,
them out.
Man, that shit is so corny, dude.
Taking them out. And then we saw the Bro Devil in action.
Man, I hate
that. Man, because he took off running towards the
He did, right?
He's like their puppy. He's like, go get
her. Right. Yeah, exactly. He kind of ran all goofy looking.
He did.
He looked over. He looked over like,
why are you running? Like, they don't run.
Right.
You're not in a hurry.
And then what made it worse, that zombie was close. He was about 20 feet away.
You could have briskly walked. Right. Why are you running like that?
I was like 20 feet away. He just go,
that's why you want to do me black.
Hell.
He didn't even get enough time to get a good speed up.
Nothing.
The zombie was right there. You could have literally threw something at him. Why are you running?
Why are you running at her, bro?
You do God too much. Damn. He must just be running in, like, on GP. Yes. But he ran so fast. So hard, at that. I was like, you're going to hurt your knees when you have to slow down. Right. He's like, what are you doing?
At this point, you might want to tackle him.
Make it worth it. Make it worth all that running. Jump in the air. Like, I was expecting him to jump off one of the canisters. And like do a Jesus flip, you know, Jesus like that, yeah. And like kick him, and then he just went in the camera cut away. I'm like, whoa, no! I didn't even see how this ends. He was running very fast.
He really.
What's
was.
The conclusion?
He really.
I'm
was.
Pretty sure it didn't show it, right?
No,
I didn't see it.
It cut away.
Yeah.
So what did he do?
I don't know.
Stab shoulder check him?
I don't know.
Who runs at someone like that just to stab him?
Right, they're close. I don't know. Was,
oh, yo, man. Between Morgan, Michonne and Elijah, what is up with The Walking Dead's obsession with making black people into ninjas? Like, why are they all ninjas? They either ninjas or a bitch.
Exactly.
Like, wow, that's hilarious to me. I just
see, now you see what I'm talking about. That's why I was saying I don't want him to be black, because it's like every special person that's just like, what the fuck's wrong with this person? Yep. They're black. Yep. Not special as in like, you know, special. I don't want to offend nobody, but I'm saying like, every special person, like a special ability, is like, wait a minute. You can't speak. You're some kind of weird fucking ninja. And you wear a ceramic mask. Of course, you're a fucking weird ass black guy. Yep. That's always scary.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Walking Dead.
Yeah, same thing. Same issue I had because, you know, because we found out he was black when he went and helped Puse, right?
Or Puse helped him.
Puse ran off and tried to find her sister, which was fucking stupid. Like, what are you doing? Because you left your post. And then they came and found her. And then, Yeah, he went on top of the damn truck.
Yeah, jumping up.
He jumped up on top of the truck.
And then he was like, he lost his sibling too.
What is all this energy? Like, where do you get all this energy?
He went up that truck just as fast too.
That's what I'm really saying. Did. You could have just simply climbed up the truck. Matter of fact, you could have just jumped and just pulled the
blanket down. And you're making a whole bunch of noise.
All this noise.
Right.
Just to get up there and throw that shit down. Oh,
stupid ass.
So when did he take... Okay, I'm trying to remember. So
he took the mask off after they split.
After this was
it was just her and him together. Mm-hmm.
Right. Were they back in the base, quote unquote?
Mm-mm. No.
They were out scouting.
Wasn't it when they were looking for... They were looking for Herschel and the rest of the people,
yeah,
because
she was like, come on, let's go. And then she had to come back and like, yo... Come on, let's go. Like,
right. Man. What was that? What was that?
Because it went from him helping her to her talking about, yeah, I got you, or something like that.
And he didn't even say nothing.
He didn't say a fucking word.
He isn't.
She looks like, hey, can you mask up? And he looked scared as fuck. He had the Tyrese face.
That was
and she's like,
issue.
What's going on? Like,
so I'm wondering if he's mute.
Huh?
I'm wondering if he's mute. Like, if he can't speak.
Okay, even if he's mute, that's okay. If he's mute, that's fine. Why is he acting like a bitch? You've been jumping and running. All of a sudden now, you need to hide and you need Puse, this person you met 10 minutes ago, to coax you into getting up.
Yeah, sort of catch your breath under that mask.
Bruh.
Because now all of a sudden you're scared. You went from chasing zombies down 20 miles per hour.
Right.
Shout out to Is the Mic Still On for those that can't.
Right.
You ran 20 miles per hour to this damn zombie and to attack the zombie, and now all of a sudden you're scared.
I guess he's scared of the Reapers, but it's just a matter of like, I know people get mad and people get annoyed with me saying this, but I'm telling you, Walking Dead has an issue with black
men.
They do. They really fucking do.
Yeah, they do.
They can only have one decent black man on the show at a time. The rest of them are a bunch of suckers. And right now, we have no one. Preacher Man is about as good as it gets. This guy shows up and we're like, okay, why? Mm-hmm. And of course he ends up being black, and of course he ends up being scared, and he needs to get coached by Puse. Right. Since when is Puse a badass?
Right.
When?
That fucking slingshot.
Oh, she got the fucking slingshot. She's always crying.
Right.
I can't find my sister.
Well, your sister fucking... Never mind. Either way.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He said never mind.
I forgot because I can't make jokes. I didn't realize she was really deaf in real life.
Yeah, Puse?
No.
Yeah.
Puse and Connie.
Yeah.
Puse. Who's saying that?
Yeah, bro, she's going deaf. Yeah. So like, she's hard of hearing.
That's why they do it on the show, too.
And she had an interpreter or whatever on the
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I was calling Connie deafy, and I feel bad now because I didn't think she was really deaf.
I didn't know either.
I thought I told y'all that.
Yeah,
how, you might have.
She was on Talking Dead. Like, yeah.
How's she gonna be on Talking Dead?
Shut up, Mike.
That's my last one. That was an accident. That was an accident. It just came out.
That was really fucking good.
I'm trying to be a better person.
That was good, though.
I'm trying to be a better person.
Hey, Mike, that was good. That was really
I'm
good.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. That one just slipped. But I didn't know she was on Talking Dead. I don't typically watch Talking Dead because I typically find it boring. I just watched this recent one because I needed to make sense of what the fuck they were all doing. And when I saw Poussey on there, I think she's just hard, like really, really hard of hearing. Because you can tell when she speaks, she clearly hasn't been deaf all her life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Connie actually speaks at all.
Mm-mm, she don't. Because I've seen her on Talking Dead before, too.
And I saw her in another movie called Sound of Metal. And that's when I realized, like, oh, shit, she's actually deaf in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So... can't call her deafy no more.
But yeah, I was disappointed. Like, because not only was he scared, like, he was, like, old school, like, black people scared from the 50s, 40s, and 30s. Like, when they used to have the bug eyes and shit.
Yep.
That was the type of scare he was.
I don't like it, man.
Me either. Sorry, I just don't like it. You made this motherfucker look like a badass, and then you just wiped it away just that fast. Now, the stuff looks ridiculous, but people could look at it and be like, oh, that motherfucker would probably be cool. Like, Jesus.
Mm-hmm,
exactly. He's going to whoop, fuck some shit up. And then as soon as... I didn't even make the connection between the Reapers. I thought he was scared of the zombies, so that's why I was confused. But then all of a sudden, he just frightened. And Poussey is here to save the day.
Okay. I assume the Reapers killed his sister. So maybe that's why he's freaking out like that. But I'm just saying, like, when have we seen Daryl act like that? When have we seen Jesus act like that?
Right.
Sure, we've seen Rick act like that, but only when they were like fucking up his kid and shit.
Right.
But
right.
Most of the badass people on this show, they don't have these moments.
Mm-mm.
But Tyrese has had them, Gabriel has had them, Morgan has had them, and now fucking Snake Eyes has had them.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Walking Dead, man. Y'all gotta cut this shit out. I keep meaning I'm gonna send them an email, but I haven't done it yet. I'm gonna send y'all motherfuckers an email. Be like, bro, y'all need to cut this out.
Better send that shit quick.
I know.
Summer 2021.
They only got one more season.
Yeah, reshoot that shit. Need the cane cut.
Did you mention T-Dog?
I forgot about T-Dog. The motherfucker with the gangsterest name on the whole fucking show of all time. And he's the biggest punk.
Yeah.
Tyrese.
I think Tyrese is the biggest punk. Tyrese is easily the biggest punk. Him crying, we remember he was.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that was high punk.
He was sleeping and mumbling in the sleep.
Yeah,
Don't do that no more.
I'm like, how you go from the wire to this?
Zombie man, don't do that no more, zombie man.
You're right.
Oh, bitch ass.
How you go from the wire to that?
But T-Dog got beat up by Merle.
He did.
Merle fucking
after calling him
92 years and called him a nigger.
Yeah, he called him an ape or some shit like that.
He called him a nigger. He called him a spear chucker. He called him all kinds of shit.
And you let him boop with your ass.
Bruh, Walking Dead's 10 seasons, the only time we've heard the word nigger is when Merle called T-Dog a nigger after whooping his ass. Greg Nicotero, and what's the other one's name?
Darabont?
What's his name?
Frank Darabont? I can't remember.
Whatever his fucking name is. Nicotero and the other one. Y'all think you slick. Mm-hmm. You think you slick. I see this shit. Come here, you fucking nigger. Poof.
I'm like,
T-Dog.
Damn,
in a
T-Dog?
Fucking Kangol.
I know.
How you get beat up in a Kangol? No one wearing a Kango should ever get beat up.
Nope.
He got his ass whooped.
Man, he didn't get a licking.
He sure didn't get not one.
Shit, man. So anyway, Maggie and Daryl have a moment, and we found out, I guess, Maggie went through some shit.
When it was in that deep house or that.
Yeah. But I think they kind of maybe used that to kind of maybe give us a reason why she was kind of acting the way she was, all like kind of hardcore and, you know, non-emotional about stuff, really.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, but she didn't want to talk about it. Do you think they'll ever kind of tell us what happened? Or they just wanted to use that to redevelop her character for the audience?
I don't know. I can see Walking Dead. They're good for doing this where they give us an episode of, like, what this person was going through before up to this event or where we up to now. You know, we've seen Walking Dead do that plenty of times where they did it with season with Governor. Remember they did it with Governor before. I mean, which makes sense. I'm just saying, but like I can see them having an episode where we do a flashback to Maggie. I can see that. I wouldn't be surprised. It would probably piss me off, but I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I got thoughts on this, but I saw Eric's eyes bug out, so.
Nah, I don't really have anything insightful to say about that.
Oh, really?
They'll probably do one of them spinoff episodes, mm-hmm. especially since these are bonus episodes. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised, man. That's all I got to say about it. What's up, Mike? Well,
I can say more. This shit is pissing me off. Even though I did like this episode, they only have one more season of this shit. And I'm tired of them dropping these like, oh, so-and-so had a whole bunch of weird shit happen before, but we're not going to tell you what it was. We still have no idea what the fuck happened between Maggie and Michonne.
Nope.
And now Michonne's gone. Yep. So are we just never going to find that out? Right. Why the fuck do you even introduce that shit? Yeah. So now we have two separate stories involving Maggie. And I don't know if they're going to tell us. I mean, I don't know why they do this kind of shit. Walking Dead is so irritating with this. Like, I have been dying to know why Michonne and Maggie all of a sudden hate each other. But Daryl's with Michonne, and it seems like Daryl and Maggie are cool. Mm-hmm. They over there holding hands and touching knees and shit in the fucking container. Mm-hmm. But Michonne didn't even want to hear Maggie's name.
Right.
So what is happening here?
Yeah, I don't think they will, because we really don't have... Well, I mean, you have all of season 11.
If they're not going to spend that. Yeah, I don't think they should do that.
They need to tell us.
I think it's like kind of like the new Star Wars trilogy, where they just didn't plan ahead and they were just writing, mm-hmm. and then things happen, and it's like, oh, yep. we got to course correct, and then they forget some shit. Because I forgot shit, so I think they also forgot some shit, and they really need to like MCU that shit and tie everything back in together. But I really don't. I didn't remember that shit, and I feel like most of them don't either. And they're probably hoping that we forgot. About
I'm kind of wondering if people did, because I haven't seen anybody complaining about it. Like, that's my first thought. I'm like, are y'all ever going to tell us what happened? Because when Michonne left on the boat, I'm pretty sure that's the first thing I said to y'all. I'm like, oh, so you're just not going to tell us what the fuck happened between all of them?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to act like it's no big deal that they had a huge falling out and they made it seem like the scars on their backs was connected to all of that shit.
Right.
And then it wasn't.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
It just seems like, I think Eric's spot on, man. I think they just didn't plan shit. They keep dropping nuggets and they probably get new writers, and the new writers don't know what the fuck these other writers were doing. Mm-hmm. They just start doing some other shit. But yeah, this Maggie story it's interesting, but I'm only getting annoyed because I have a feeling they're going to leave us high and dry again.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know what Eric said.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards. One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
So yeah, so they leave. They go see the crib burning up. Then they go down, run down to the crib, and two of them motherfuckers are basically cooked. Crispy.
Hell yeah.
So then, of course, you know, your kid's gone or whatever. And then they go in the woods looking for him. Because, they found the two people in the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The black girl and the white girl.
No, they found a black girl, a white girl, and a white dude.
Yeah,
white
dude. I forgot about the white dude.
Yeah.
What white dude?
You forgot about the white dude?
Yeah, he didn't last very long. I knew once he was standing up, I knew he was gone. Mm-hmm. I was like, nah.
He was too confident in speaking all loud.
Yeah, I knew he was gone. But I thought this was a cool part of the show, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we actually got some action. Nobody knew what was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And they introduced, I guess, the Reapers in a really cool and really frightening and terrifying way, especially for the people that was in it.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I like this part. Did y'all think the other two people were gonna die?
The black girl.
Snake
out. Oh, no. The girl?
No, not at all.
I didn't think they was, but I mean, I didn't think they was.
Well, anyway, what are the thoughts about this whole scene?
It reminded me of The Last of Us 2. I just played that game, but it reminds me of, like, in a few ways. First of all, because of the sniper, that happens in both Last of Us games. And then Maggie's foot getting caught up and her getting roped up in the air. And that also happened in both Last of Us games. I thought it was great to have this invisible threat. Like, the Whisperers were invisible, but in a different way. So it was dope to see an actual sniper. And it's just like, yo, who really about to get fucked up out here? That death that I was alluding to earlier was the black girl. I'm like, word, during Black History Month, we're going to just have her. Everybody can hear him be like, yo, don't go out there, it's a trap. But she on the other side of the forest, you can't help. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And they even said, get down, and she just looked up.
Right. She looked over the way.
Get down. Don't look up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And she died slow.
She did.
To get shot where she got shot?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
To get shot where she got shot? Yeah, she took a while to go.
Long enough to give some sign language about where the fucking Herschel is.
You're right.
Who the fuck is
she saw Herschel?
I was like, what the fuck? She just died and you worried about what she... What?
Yeah, no.
I think she saw Herschel. She just died, Maggie.
Right.
She just died. What?
To be honest, what I thought she was saying when she did like a two or something. Do y'all remember what she did?
I thought she was saying, peace out, I'm gone.
I thought she was saying it's two threats. Like how she said, oh, I saw Herschel. I'm like, how you get that from that? But as far as the action set piece, I thought it was cool. It was good action. It was something that I hadn't seen The Walking Dead do. So yeah, it was dope. And of course, how that whole thing ends, we could talk about that later. But how that ended was dope and ominous. But at first I was like, a fucking another group of crazy people, man. I'm sick of this shit. But I'm liking it so far.
Yeah, I was confused. I was confused as fuck too, because I watched the episode twice. I still to this day have no idea how the fuck she interpreted what she did as, oh, she saw Herschel.
Right. I don't know how
this either. Two is not like an H. I can see if she made an H somehow. I don't know. I don't know. If she did like this, maybe. But I was just like,
I thought she was saying bye.
I thought she was like, I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
Because that's not my, like, bro, you see me get shot. The last thing I'm doing is telling you where you're fucking. I don't give a me fuck either. About your son.
Nope.
She need to be like, bitch, come help me. Yeah. I just got shot in my upper chest.
And they didn't move.
They just
stood there behind a tree looking at them die. Looking at both of them die. The other girl,
they was like, oh, I know that hurt.
I know that hurt. They're like, get out.
Like, the black chick was coming out. They could easily say, get down. Instead, Daryl whispered, oh shit. I'm pretty sure he said, did he say, oh shit? I'm pretty sure he said, oh shit. And that's it.
Because they knew it was a trap.
The last second you say, hey, get down. Of course you startled her. Yep. So she's going to be like, wait, what did you say? And she gets shot. I was like, but y'all some assholes, man. Yeah. Y'all some assholes.
Y'all brought the tension on her. The shooter was probably like, oh, thank you.
Man, the shooter saw her walking up the hill. Daryl saw her too. He could have easily yelled, yo, it's a trap.
Get your Daryl like giving away his position. Like, shit, ain't about to shoot me.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. Like, you're right.
Shit.
You're right.
Shit, he still kind of saw him because even after he killed them two, he was shooting right at the tree that they was at.
Well, Eric's right because once Maggie, one of them yelled, gotcha. And said, get down.
Get down.
That gave so the away. Shooter knew where they were. So mm-hmm. you're right. I guess before that, Daryl was being smart. He could have threw a rock or something the other way. I don't know. He could have done something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went out like, damn.
Her and the girl, they just died.
Well, the girl died like almost instantly. Like she got shot in the gut and she was gone.
She was still kind of
she was rolling around for
yeah, she was rolling around. She was like, ow. Ooh.
Ooh, this hurts. She was rolling around for
a minute. Even when the girl got shot, she still was kind of, you know.
Yeah, they both died at the same time.
Yeah, they did.
She's like, what? Wait, the white chick had all this extra time.
The black one took so long to die that it just seemed like the other one went out a lot faster.
Nah.
As soon as the black girl came out, you know, it seemed like she was like, all right, cool.
The white chick was still alive when the black chick came out. The yeah. white chick was still like, yeah, looking she up was, like, yo. Uh-huh. Like,
she could have survived. From, well, maybe she didn't.
She bled out to them.
You put some dirt on that, bro. Yeah.
No. Like Rambo when he yeah. put the thing on the gunpowder.
Yes. That's some Rambo shit for real.
Classic movie.
That was, man. That was some hard ass shit.
But yeah, eventually they somehow managed to flank him.
So yeah, Maggie did.
Yeah, because I guess they finally figured out where he was shooting from.
And what kind of gun he had and stuff like that. Yeah, they knew when he was going.
Daryl found him and got his ass tossed.
Man.
He had to break his
ass against
ribs.
The tree like he was a fucking Chucky doll.
Bro.
Dog.
Dude. Daryl was out.
He was
gone for a few years.
That stuntman deserves a medal. Does it really look like
he was having beta flashbacks, man. That shit
man, was he was.
That's why I felt bad for Daryl. Because Daryl been through it.
Yeah,
because Beta threw his ass around, and Daryl finally took him out and thought it was done. He's like, "Man, I can rest."
Mm-hmm.
Shit, he met Moss Man. Moss Man, right. He's
picked his ass up into
and
a
Daryl
tree.
Didn't even try to get up.
He didn't
help Maggie.
He didn't.
He woke up for a minute and was like, "Yo, this motherfucker knocked me out. Right. I'm just gonna stay here.
Like this motherfucker just tossed me to goddamn tree."
I'm just gonna
wait a minute.
I'm just gonna act like I'm sleeping. Shit, I'm gonna act like I'm getting up.
Oh, shit.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
He rolled over, was crawling the other way. I was like, yo, Daryl, that's some cold shit. even with Maggie's foot got fucking caught. I'm like, where is Daryl?
Yes, where is Daryl at?
Daryl was trying to
sleep.
Daryl was like, man, fuck this shit.
You on your own.
Never been tossed like
you on your own, Maggie. Oh, shit. Oh, Lord.
Man, I had to wind that shit back. I was like, man, I ain't never seen nobody get slammed like that.
Not Daryl out of all people.
And then we took a Marshall. That was the coldest shit. Robin slammed him into the tree. Actually, even the show was like, damn.
Damn, yes.
Time out.
Not to say it's into a commercial.
Yes.
It's a commercial break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after these moments. Yeah, this one he got thrown against the tree. That shit caught off.
It went straight to black.
Yeah,
and then went straight to commercial.
I ain't never seen nobody get knocked into a commercial break.
Never.
The funny thing is, when the show came back, it was like it picked up where it left off. It picked up with Daryl. We got me like
trying to open his eyes up and shit. Like, god damn.
And Moss Man wasn't even Moss Man knew he was done.
Yeah.
He didn't even look back at him. He just walked away from him.
He was going towards Maggie.
Oh, shit.
He was literally going towards Maggie.
Man, I was wondering if y'all caught that shit. Yes. I thought I was like, yes, damn. Dude.
I was waiting for us to get to that part. I didn't want to jump to it because I was like, yo, man.
Daryl didn't even make a sound. It wasn't even like a ooh.
It was a thump.
I was like, yo, I know Maggie's concerned now.
Man.
But she really thought she had something. And then she looked up, she's like, okay, here comes Daryl. Oop.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, hell, shit.
There goes Daryl.
Yeah.
There goes Daryl.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Right.
Daryl was out for at least a good 6-7 minutes with them commercials.
Oh, man.
Oh, that shit was so goddamn funny.
Anyway. How did they even disarm this motherfucker? I can't even remember.
He got hit with an...
How did they capture him.
They didn't really.
They didn't capture him.
They just surrounded him.
They surrounded him.
Yeah.
She shot him with the
bow and arrow. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right. Poussey. Yeah, that's right.
Of course, she can use a bow.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. You know, black girl magic.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to know. Because he said Pope marked you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the Reaper shit. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
We come back to that in a second. How did the motherfucker survive that goddamn grenade?
That's what I was wondering the whole time. I'm like,
yeah, they were pretty
close. Grenade explosion smaller than I thought? Because they were standing right there. Yeah,
they were pretty damn close.
They were about...
That
guy was like right...
And all she said was, get down! There's no way they covered...
All they did was turn around.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. Someone
said about face, and then that was it. I'm like, how the fuck?
Right.
That I let that one slide.
Yeah, someone should have got fucked up.
It didn't make any sense. It really didn't. It made zero sense. Because I was thinking the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a grenade. Some of y'all should have got more than just some gut splattered on you. You should have got your arm snatched off something.
Yes. Maybe it was a little grenade. We never saw it.
Yeah, that's true. It could be like a little baby grenade.
A little half grenade. A little cherry bomb.
Yeah, it was a popper. Yeah, this shit didn't make any sense, man. Like, all y'all did was just turn around and cover your head. Like, that's not how grenades work, like, last time I checked.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But I don't know. But yeah, the whole Pope marked you thing, I was like, all right, so Pope must be the leader of the Reaper. So it's like, is this like a Negan part two? I'm with Eric. I'm just kind of sick of all the crazy people doing crazy shit. And it's like, come on, we just got done with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We literally just finished with a whole bunch of crazies doing wild shit. Now we're going to immediately go to another group doing the same type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all still ain't let us know where the wolves went. You could have brought the wolves back if you had some more crazy people.
Remember, the wolves was nuts.
Bring the wolves back for a hot minute and then finish off their story. It's like
they literally just tapped that in for us and went away.
With the Reapers.
Right.
Don't say they're. And even her questioning didn't. I'm starting to sound like I didn't like this episode. I still liked it. But,
yeah, I'm about to say you all right?
But bro? Even like, she's like, who are you? Who are you with? What are y'all called? What the fuck difference does it make what we're called?
The motherfucker just killed.
I just knocked your homeboy out.
Right. Killed your girls.
I killed a whole bunch of your friends.
Yeah.
And I'm fitting to kill you and you ask me what my group is called? What the fuck kind of dumbass question is that? Oh, goofy ass.
Mm-hmm.
He should at least punch. No, never mind. It's a TV show, so I mean, can you
say it? Go ahead, say it.
Sure, you can. We know what you want to say.
Go ahead.
If they don't know, it's fine.
Go ahead.
He should have popped some popcorn before he came into the woods. That's all I was going to say. Next.
Either way, it made no sense. The grenade thing, at least to me. So, I get the setup to the whole story, but I'm like, are they going to finish this shit in like 6 episodes? And then go, okay. So that'd be like a little mini series. Okay, that's cool. Because the 11th season should be all about the city and
the Commonwealth.
Yeah. Okay. So, Well, anyway. So, yeah, they go back to the town, I guess. The city. I forgot. Where did they go?
Alexandria.
Right? Yeah. They went back to Alexandria.
Then Negan saw her. Did he look scared to y'all?
I told you he looked shook.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, though.
No. Oh yeah, the second time, no. He looked at kind
the first time.
He looked
scared.
Shook.
I don't know.
Not really scared. Like he, oh my god, I'm scared. But like he looked like, oh shit, like damn, I didn't expect to see her. Like
they about to lock me back up. That's what I saw from Negan. Like damn, they about to throw me back in this. The second time.
Really, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I never got scared from Negan. I just got like a, well, shit, how's this gonna go?
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what part I forgot real quick? Did y'all see the way Maggie was looking at Poussey when Poussey was eating that thing in the... It was like, what was it? Like a raw potato or something? What was she eating up in the...
I missed it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Go back. She was... Whatever the fuck she was eating...
I did see that.
She was tearing that shit up. And if you look in the background, Maggie's looking at her like, you nasty fucking dog, you. You fucking nasty little fucking... Ugh.
Yeah, it was. She was looking at it like something was wrong with it or something. But it was a weird look that she gave her.
The way she was eating it. Go back and watch it again. Who eats like that?
Because it was loud.
It was loud as fuck.
Yeah,
and she took the second bite while she was still chewing the first bite. How you even do that? And it was like I couldn't. It looked like a potato, but I'm pretty sure
she was this after.
It was like some fruit that Road Devil gave him.
Yeah, where he get it from? Of course, he knows how to find fruit.
I don't know where he got it from.
Of course, he's some kind of farmer or some shit. He's also he's a farmer and a ninja. But
she was damn sure hungry though.
Man, she was tearing that shit. She and nobody else was eating but her. She and Maggie was like, "Ew, ew, you eat like my pigs on my daddy's farm."
What y'all think about Herschel?
I liked it. Uh-oh, Eric didn't like it.
No, I said I love him. I think he's I don't know what's that word, precocious. I don't know. I just liked how he was just sitting up there. Hey, mom, or whatever. I like that shit, man. Mm. He seems cool as shit. He's wearing a little Glenn hat. It was dope, man. It was
See, mom was just like his daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked just like, well, not because obviously, but I'm saying not because he's Asian, but I'm saying he was wearing a little hat. Mm-hmm. Just like they like clearly had him dressed like Glenn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was like, on purpose. Oh, that's a cute little, yeah, you know,
that was on purpose.
Slide that y'all did. I liked it. I mm-hmm. thought it was cool. Seeing him was a whole lot cooler for me than seeing RJ or Judith. I didn't feel yeah. anything when I saw them. I was like, okay. But when I saw a little baby Glenn, I was like, oh man, that's cool. I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was cool too.
So I wonder if he's going to end up hooking up with Judith. Like that's going to be like, not hooking up, of course. But I mean, I wonder if that's going to be like, maybe that's how they'll end season 11 with them like a flash forward and they're both like 20.
Could be.
And they're, you know.
Could be.
Because they were going to do that with Henry and what's the old girl's name?
Judith.
Lydia.
Yeah,
Henry hooked up with Judith. That'd be a problem.
My bad. I was tripping.
Lydia. Lydia. Yeah.
Yeah, Lydia.
Because she wasn't on this episode, right?
I think she may have been like a commercial or something. Or a recap.
I know I saw her, but I couldn't remember if it was like promo material or in the very beginning.
Was she?
I think I peeped her like near a car or like in the wagon or some shit. Like yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know what I have a feeling she'll die probably.
Lydia?
Yeah, she's going to die. Because there's no point in her being around.
I mean, yeah. What's the point in killing her though?
Because she's kind of useless at this point. I don't think they ever should have killed Henry, to be perfectly honest. Without Henry, Lydia's kind of useless.
Well, they had to kill Henry because they fucked around and killed Carl.
That's why they should have kept Henry around, because they fuck around and kill Carl.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
They never should have killed Carl.
Yeah, that was it.
But
yeah,
Lydia is just kind of dead weight at this. I mean, unless they have some grand story for her.
I doubt it.
I just don't see what the point of her being here is.
I doubt it. I think they're just trying to get through this and then get through the Commonwealth and then just end it.
They need to.
Or set it up for the movies and stuff, so.
If those movies are even coming anymore.
Yeah, but overall, I think, I don't know what the Reapers are, so we'll see. But, you know, this might be all right. It wasn't that bad, B.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it.
Yeah,
It was cool.
Which, did y'all see the clip for next week's episode?
No, I did not.
Does it look good?
It looks like it's going to be like a Daryl episode just from the sneak peek.
Oh, I did see that because he was screaming for some reason.
Yeah,
he was screaming. Like, he wasn't screaming when he got knocked the fuck out, but he was screaming right there.
He was in the woods. Just,
Yeah, it looks like something fucked him up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did see it, but I don't remember what else happened.
It's like he wandering off or something or whatever, and I don't know what he's looking for. So that's what it seems like from that sneak peek. It's going to be a Daryl episode.
He's probably out there looking for Connie.
Yeah, it's like a Daryl. Yeah, because he liked Connie.
When are they going to find her ass?
Well, see that was the other thing that kind of irritated me is I was just like, come on, man, you ended the last season basically with her waking up and then that Alvin Shore fucking Jussie Smollett looking ass dude showed up and was just like, yeah, you coming with me. And that was it.
And that was it.
So it's like, where is she?
He do like Albie Shore.
He looked like a mixture of Albie Shore and Jussie Smollett. But because somebody said something about, you know, do y'all think you're going to find? Yeah, I think Maggie was talking to Daryl and she's like, do you think you're going to find Pusey's sister? And Daryl was like, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
He's like, I had no pussy since this whole fucking thing ended.
I want that ass.
I'm saying, look, I had none
right
since this whole shit started. I'm gonna get me some ass.
I hate eating squirrels and shit, squirrels.
About to eat some of that other stuff. I'm tired of this. Daryl, the way he eat too, he ready for it.
Run up the brown eye, baby.
Daryl is ready. So yeah, I mean, they need to go ahead and stop starting stories and then starting new ones without finishing up the previous one. That's what's annoying me about this show. Like, come on.
Damn. I didn't even think about that, but they could roll this story into season 11. Have they done that before? They've done that before where they've had two running story arcs.
See, this is going to be too much, though. It's like, okay, we're looking for Connie, who's with Albie Jussie.
Yeah.
Then we're also looking for, Michonne's gone. I forgot Michonne's gone. So yeah, so now we're also dealing with this whole Reapers thing. So then if you're going to start season 11 and have Connie's missing, we're dealing with the Reapers, and we're dealing with the Commonwealth, I think that's too much.
Yeah.
It would be for them, because they can't even handle one.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's going to get messy.
Get through this Reaper stuff with these next five episodes.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think they need that much time to tell this story.
Mm. I mean, if they do, I'm just saying. But before season 11, they need to dead this.
Go ahead and kill Pope, yep, unless you're done with, yep, this.
Well, anyway, shout out to Gregory House _ 2017 once again for posting the spoiler thread in the FPS Reddit. Doghouse 12E45 said that I actually enjoyed this episode. I'm excited to see how Negan and Megan are going to interact together, because Herschel is all grown up now, and I'm pretty sure he's going to want to know why Negan did what he did to his father.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Because somebody going to tell him, even if it's not Maggie, somebody's going to let him know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or he's going over here.
Yeah.
He's sneaking around like his daddy used to.
That's true. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Him and Judith are all playing and they hear somebody talking about it. Yo, remember when Negan fucked that dude up and then popped his head open and his eyeball busted out? It was crazy. Like I said, RJ going to tell him. Oh, no. RJ, Negan, kill your daddy.
Leave RJ.
Negan, kill
Leave RJ alone, man.
Is RJ the same age as no, he would be, no, he would be a little bit younger than,
yeah, because he's younger, okay, than Judith, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Anyway, that's gonna do it for this episode, this recap. We'll be back next week for the next one. So we'll catch y'all then. We out. Peace.
Peace.